Hello.
Oh, hi, Joshua. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I'd rather not do it.
Okay, so I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance from September 30th, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But let me ask you, how come you're wanting to cancel?
Man, I wasn't getting nothing out of it. Wasn't getting very many calls at all. And when I did, it's just people that's just wanting a quote and not serious about the job. And I don't see spending $300 a month for 2 or 3 calls a month that don't lead to nothing.
Right. So I'm on your dashboard, and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 956 times, and you've had 43 clicks to your site. Have you seen the site that we built you?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's floorsbymanning.com. So I'm imagining that you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Most people that calls me is word of mouth and repeat customers.
So that's the strongest recommendation you're going to get. However, of the 956 times you were found, 261 times the person typed in hardwood flooring, 253 vinyl flooring, 174 laminate flooring, luxury vinyl planking 80. So there's actually 15 different keywords that you're coming up for. So I want to give you a couple of options. Number one, you can pay the past due balance and cancel if you like, or I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. Of the $249, $100 goes to Google Ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back and put the ads on later if you wanted to.
I'm going to need some time to think about it.
Okay, because if you take time to think about it and do nothing, right now, you're only past due for $299, but on October 30th, you're going to be past due for $598. That will continue to reoccur per the terms and conditions that you e-signed. So, you know, and naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $299 to $149, but if you think that something like that would work, I would definitely get it overridden for you.
I mean, that's crazy that when I'm sitting here saying that I don't want the service no more, you want to charge me for a whole nother service because I have a past due balance. So you're going to add to that balance because I don't give you the balance right now?
Cause
that's robbery.
Well, the terms and conditions say it is a reoccurring
charge. When somebody says they don't
want
something no more, regardless of what they owe, payments stop then.
So I can't cancel the account with a past due balance. That's why it continues to reoccur.
That's not, legally, no, no, just no.
If you think you can get it settled,
you have to stop my service without me. I'm going to give you money, but it's not. You can't do that. You can't keep charging me month after month.
So, do you want to pay the past due and then just cancel right now, and that way you don't have to worry about any of it?
Well, like I said, I need time to think about what I want to do, because, like I said, I didn't know none about that stuff. And that's another thing. We're doing this stuff over the fucking phone, so how the hell do I not know it's a scam anyways to begin with? Because I have not seen nothing. I have not signed nothing. And you're telling me that people's been trying to reach out to me that I get no calls. And I'm pretty sure that my number's on your site, so how come I'm getting no calls?
So I'll screenshot these results and I'll send it to you in an email just so that you can see it. But I also want to let you know that there's one very important piece of the puzzle that has not been completed on your end, and that's probably why you're not getting ample results. So we had Google send you a PIN verification code in the mail on two different attempts, and
my mail lady is a dumbass. Half the time I get mail and half the time I don't, because they constantly keep switching the mail providers, and we got multiple mailboxes that they put it in, and I don't know if my neighbors are getting it and throwing it away or what, but I'm not getting nothing. It's not just y'all that I've been having issues with. It's other places I've been having issues with, like my electric bill.
Oh, no.
My electric bill, my garbage bill, and all that stuff, man. And then I get a call, the day or two after it is. And here I am scrambling, trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. Give them the address again, give them the numbers again, and nothing seems to pan out. So, I mean, I don't know if the mail lady's messed up or my neighbors ain't giving me my shit or what.
Something's going on. Okay, let me just double check, because there might have gone enough time gone by for us to be able to send you a PIN verification by phone. And if that option's available, Google will just text you a code right now and you can read it back to me. Usually it's three attempts that they take where they send the PIN code to you three times. And then if you don't get it, you'll get that phone verification. So let me just see if that option's available. I'll double check, because that's just to let you know, Josh, what goes on behind the scenes there is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. So what they do is they send you that 5-digit code. Once you get it back to us, we submit it to Google, and then now they'll trust you, and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area. We can publish him. So that's the hiccup with the local Google My Business. Oh, good. They're going to allow a phone verification. So give me a second. I'm going to text it to you, or Google will text it to you, and it's going to be a 6-digit code. So just tell me when that text comes in, and then let me know what those 6 digits are.
446096.
So to confirm, 446096?
Yep.
Okay. So let me fix or send that over. Okay. That was accepted. Okay, that is phenomenal. That is a very important piece of the puzzle. So this is the month that you're going to see even stronger results. So what I could do for you, if you like, since you just got that verified, and I'm texting you a link to your website right now just because you haven't seen it before, there's a little orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Okay, once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down. But what I could do for you, and I'm going to put you into friends and family pricing either way, so that'll at least save you $50 off that past due balance. But if you wanted to, once you get the payment up to speed, I can push the next billing out for 30 days, which means that you're going to have all the way to November 11th. to get your phone ringing. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business and get a solid return on investment. Now, come November 11th, if for some reason you're still not happy, you can definitely cancel. There wouldn't be any further charges, but that way you'll get some more bang for your buck out of, you know, what's been created for you so far.
How can I have this stuff like sent to my phone?
So I'll send you a link or a login to the dashboard. That'll come to your phone. And then as you go on and do the tracking, if somebody fills out the form on your website, you're going to get a notification that there's a lead coming through your site. And that will be free of charge, meaning it's included in the package because it came as a result of your Google listing. So they're not going to charge you extra when people fill out that lead form. And those will come to you via text message as well. So let me see here. Login credentials to advanced reporting. Okay. So that just went out to you in an email and in a text message. So when you have a moment, you can go on there and you can look at the results in real time.
Sorry.
Now, I'll explain to you briefly the difference between the $249 with the ads and the $149 without the ads. Is the Google ads are the pay-per-click ads that run at the top of the page. And the benefit of having those ads is you can run them wherever you like without having an address there. So even though we didn't get the PIN verification completed until just now, those ads are running automatically. And that's where you were found 956 times with 43 clicks to your site. So we send Google $100 off the top each month. And we set a daily rate at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's so that that $100 will stretch throughout the month and that you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So that will never happen because we put a cap on it. So each morning
now,
you're at...
What you're saying now is if I don't take that, then I don't get a bill. But if I do take that, I'm going to get a bill is what you're saying.
No, if you pay $249, you automatically get $100 worth of those ads. If you pay $149, the ads are not included. But what is included is the local map optimization on Google. So right now you have two components to your program, which is the local maps of Google, which is what we just verified right now with that PIN code. And then you have the Google ads that run at the top of the page. So if you take those ads off, you'll still be showing on the first page in the local map section. And the benefit to that section is that you'll be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you don't have to worry about a budget or paying per click or anything like that. However, the benefit to the ads is that you can run them wherever you like without having an address there. So let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area that's, you know, 30 minutes away from you. You might not get that type of a reach with just the local map section of Google because it's tied into your Bowling Green address. But you could target those specific areas with the ads. So you've already been found on the ad section in Bowling Green, Russellville, Portland, Tennessee, Franklin, Kentucky, Scottsville, Kentucky, Auburn, White House, Tennessee, Westmoreland. There's 21 different areas. So let's say that you think, wow, I really like that service area and I want to stick with it. Then I would recommend keep the ads on. But if you're okay with just handling Bowling Green and maybe a book of business in your immediate backyard, then you'd be fine to go with that $149 package, and we can take the ads off. Were those any of those places that I mentioned to you where we are running the ads are very lucrative to you? Is there a certain area that you like to target?
I just like to stay in the surrounding counties of Warren County.
Okay. So surrounding counties would probably merit, you know, keeping the ads on rather than just focusing on Bowling Green. You know what I mean? Because throughout the surrounding counties, there's probably several different cities there, right?
Yeah, no. Bowling Green's the second biggest city in Kentucky, and what's out around it is just kind of like rural counties. Yeah, you can call them cities, but there's no more than maybe 1,000, 1,500 people in them.
Okay, I see. So if it were my business, what I would probably do is take the ads off and just pay the $149 and monitor it. I just sent you the login for the dashboard and see if you're getting good results that way. If not, you could always call in and you could put the ads on. That's an easy thing to put the ads on. The hard part is to get on the first page in the maps because there's the verification and the programming and the content creation and manual submissions. So it takes hundreds of hours of programming to get you in the maps. And that's because it's the highest revenue generating section online, meaning that 87% of consumers, when they do a search, they'll hire from that local map section of Google.
Well, I'm going to go with $149, but I'm in the middle of a big job that I'm probably not going to get any money until Monday or Tuesday, so I can't do nothing for you today.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'm still going to honor that extra 30 days on your billing. So let's say that this doesn't go through until Tuesday. I'll push the billing out 30 days from that date. So you'll get another full month of service. And then if you like, what I could do is I could put the new card number in here now and just process it on Tuesday, which is the 18th. Do you think that would work?
I got a new card, but it ain't coming in until Friday or Monday.
Okay.
My bank went through a big scam where people were trying to scam people for Microsoft money.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. So maybe I'll just give you a buzz on Monday then, and hopefully you have the card. Do you think that might work?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay, we'll try that. I'll give you a call on Monday. I've already adjusted your billing accordingly, and then we'll get this squared away for you then. So in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
You too.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Cool.